This is a presentation of the Badlands Media Network.
Explain those Badlands. That's a hell of a name.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know the storm. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Well, you know the storm. Don't be moaning, it won't be long. Gonna look for me and I'll be gone. Well, you know the storm. You know the storm
is passing over.
Talk about me just as much as you please, but the more you talk, I'm gonna
stay on my knees.
Well, you know the storm
is
you know the storm is passing over, church. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Well, you know the storm.
Good morning, good morning, good morning on this beautiful, beautiful day in creation. Thank you for joining me on the Rattlegator Report for Friday, April 19th, 2024. I hesitate to play those type videos. They make me cry. Yeah, this is why, because they're just such incredible remembrances. When you grow up, like I did, but I played it because, you know, people get fearful. We are not commanded to be fearful. And people have talked so much about this Israel stuff, this Iran stuff. I think we look at it the wrong way. Entirely the wrong way. That's my personal opinion. I have a very biased opinion. And that I don't shy away from sharing, but necessary actions. You know, I do not shy away from, you know, look, when you're in basic training 7 days after graduating from high school, it stamps you. And I certainly have been stamped. But when necessary and proper actions are taken, yeah, I don't blink when that happens. So I may ramble quite a bit today. I don't know. It's a big day, and I can't help but think again because everything is integrated. I've said this to you many times, and recently had a quick conversation, you know, with a friend about this battle plan that I suspect Team Trump is engaged in. And it has made me very reflective, especially knowing that many people don't feel this way, can't see what I think I see. And most of all, with the healthy skepticism that I apply, wow, my, okay, I can't look at that. But with the healthy skepticism that I apply, always at the forefront is the possibility that you may be wrong in your assessment, even strongly held assessments. That's certainly been proven to me multiple times in the past. Things I was 100% certain of. Have not come to pass. I think we all need to understand that, right? But let me see. As reflective as I've been, I probably should have known not to play that song. I've been taking a look at some images. This one, for instance. Oh, you know, I did not change. What did I not do? I did not change the background, as I always forget to do. Here we go. But of course, wow, I'm not in the control. I've been thrown for a loop, and I'm not on the control laptop. I think that's my problem. No, that is not my problem. I have an unknown issue here. I'm not going to worry about it. But that is me at my Red Fox studio before I had to leave that house and just reflecting on how happy I was, how perfectly situated I was And harking back to the storm is passing over, you know, troubles will come, disagreements will come, things will happen, and you've got to soldier on. And that's about what I'm talking about this morning. This, of course, is my Gainesville background, makeshift background, with the group that I interned with at the state attorney's office in 1990. My little mantra is posted up there. The gator, of course, is there. Trump 2020 in the American flag, but also, of course, MLK and Malcolm X. That has been central to my understanding of my place, you know, in this country, in this world, and what people have worked to divide. Wrongdoers have worked to divide so much within subcultures of the American experience and Americans at large, right? We all know this. I thought about this C.S. Lewis quote. We may ignore, but we can nowhere evade the presence of God Almighty. The world is crowded with him. He walks everywhere incognito. And that's what I'm thinking about this morning with, you know, if my preferences held sway, Israel would do a lot more than they've done. But then that brings me to this man, America's general, right? This man and his historical importance may be quite relevant today. And I've been harping on some stuff. I'm going to come to your chat after this, but I've been harping on some stuff for quite some time. Because I remember this tweet from General Michael Flynn, February 1st, 2015. Bitcoin, the rise of digital currency may be a matter of evolutionary destiny. Understand it, because it will happen. Wowza. Now, ladies and gentlemen, today is projected to be the day of the halving, and this is a mathematical certainty. Before I got off track a little bit this morning, I'm going to put in the chat. In fact, let me go make sure y'all can see and hear me. Ah, yes. It's a powerful song, Lisa. Powerful when, you know, especially powerful when a body is singing it. Wow. Very powerful. Good morning, Maggie. Good morning, Elise. Diana. Good morning. Yeah, our love for Christ is still there. At least it's evident everywhere you look. But we are in a war. And, you know, well-meaning people, some well-meaning people have worked on counter purposes, it seems to me. Stripped down acoustic, yeah. It's that's the way we sang it in the Primitive Baptist Church. That preacher, Reverend Fleming, grew up in the Primitive Baptist Church and just went on to become pretty famous. I say when you hear his voice, what you're hearing is what I call Florida, Georgia. They would say Georgia, Florida. We argue about those kinds of things on the football field and otherwise. But, yeah, the whole church is the choir. This is the point. You know, It's a unique kind of congregational singing you hear all over the place. Good morning, Nancy. But yeah, what is it about this Bitcoin thing? I'm going to put a link in the chat. Maybe while I play this first supporting advertiser. Yeah, that'll give me a chance to get on the good foot. A time of deceit.
Investigating covert CIA operations, investigating the CIA in general, is now off limits to the press, unless you have what Ted Turner called proof beyond a reasonable doubt, which when you're talking about covert operations, you're never going to find as a journalist.
Conspiracy theorists, kooks, crackpots.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday of getting back at you.
We don't engage in assassinations and kidnappings and things of that kind. As far as I know, we never have.
One third of my staff in this task force was covert action, was propagandist.
Honestly, Twitter or X now is really where I get like all my news.
The unholy alliance between the intelligence community, social media platforms, and legacy media outlets.
And we will have to summon the same capacity to adapt to new circumstances and to meet changing times while upholding timeless ideals.
Fake, disgusting news.
It's one of those pieces of what we've seen around January 6th that is pushed by people that want to suggest that this attack was something other than what it really was.
This is why so many people can't stand the mainstream media, and why there's a hardcore animosity towards the media that is pretty much commensurate equivalent to the animosity towards Congress.
Was that your laptop?
For real, I don't know.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what
this way you're
exactly
going.
What
this is
going.
Where he's going. The laptop All right. is Russia, yeah. Russia,
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of rape.
We have an army of digital soldiers. This was irregular warfare at its finest.
Fuck you. War.
All right. War, right? War. Many different types, but war nevertheless, right? I put in the chat a link. I really got off track yesterday. I'm trying to get ready for a golf outing and I don't want to embarrass myself. So I've lined up some lessons. I bought some clubs. Bought some gear. Anyway, I'm making excuses. I wanted to walk through this video because I watched it in its entirety, and I think you should. Every one of you watching this program should want to watch that video. It's very good, I think. In a multiplicity of ways, and Fred Krueger and James Lavish explained some things, you know, to me, in terms of piecing some stuff together. I haven't gone down a rabbit hole about the euro dollar. They never mentioned it. They didn't talk about it. It's one of those hidden things. But as I was listening to them, I was thinking about it. It's like, okay, yeah, this is where some of that crap fits in. And derivatives and you not understanding that, like I didn't understand, when you take money to a bank, you are loaning them money. They turn it down structurally, societally, they've turned it upside down. And it's like they are loaning you. No, they're taking everybody's collective money and individually loaning some of you. So, oh man, wow. It's just a really interesting thing. And the fact that General Flynn made that tweet in 2015, I just think you need to follow the logic. American Revolution 2.0 seemed pretty clear to me. And that's what this is all about. I've talked to a range of people about this theoretical summer of correction that I hypothesize is coming. I feel strongly about that too. I said to a friend on Twitter this morning that pay attention. Attorney General Barr has come in from the cold, has he not? For 4 years, he played a necessarily hostile, adversarial role to Donald Trump. And now, right before the summer of correction, he has come in from the cold. I tell you, people, all part of the battle plan to me. All part of the battle plan. It's incredibly hard to watch what they're doing to President Trump. You just wonder about these people. You were talking about my backdrop. What about my backdrop? I got to go back and anyway, I want to show you, I guess, because this is that having day, let me stay on theme and try and present. Let's see, what do I want to present? The Bitcoin price. This is going to hit an echo if I play it, but let's see. We go. That ought to give me, wow, up to 65,000. You can see, man. Yeah. Headed up. But there's a lot of manipulation surrounding the effort to limit or mitigate or create some doubt about Bitcoin. But I'm just telling you, watch that video from those two men. Think about the math of it all and realize that it probably would be wise to do what I've said, hedge into Bitcoin, even if you're doubtful. You don't want to miss this exponential leap forward that may be getting ready to happen. I'm trying to avoid, why is my mind, I tried to play that religious song to keep me, even though I knew it probably would make me emotional, to keep me off of. I read a piece yesterday morning early that really sent me off. If you saw my video when I started just halfway screaming, I guess, Seymour fucking Hearst, and I just kept saying, Seymour fucking Hearst. That's the way I felt yesterday morning when I read this piece. I am not going to talk about the piece today because I probably would just start going off. I'm going to need the weekend and playing some golf, hanging out with friends. And then I'll make a decision on whether I'm going to talk about it on Monday. But it set me off. Russian and Chinese propaganda published by Badlands Media really set me off. So, I'm not going to walk down that road. I'm doing battle in my brain right now. I am not going to walk down that road on this show. But I do think I'm going to have a discussion on this show, maybe in the coming week, maybe Monday, maybe not, about appeasement and navel gazing. because it seems to me some people don't have a good handle on that. And especially if you have fallen into a lane that has you discussing historical stuff that allows you to just hop right over the Nazi and Communist Pact to divide up Europe, leading into World War II. Okay? That's not something you just hop over. Then tell me, years later, Vladimir Putin's not a fucking communist. Bullshit. Bullshit. So, yeah. Let me Yeah, wow, that has so thrown me off. Maybe I need to just go back to you in chat. I saw some discussion. Technofog, I thought, had a good piece. I debated reading that to you. But just talking about these jurors in the Trump case, I raced through his piece. But my goodness, do any of these grown-up people have children? It just seemed like, wow, you know, single, no kids, married, no kids. It just seemed, I don't know, it jumped out at me. And it may not have been nearly as much as I thought, but it just jumped out at me. And then, of course, there's the guy who tried to get on the jury and hide the fact that he had been walking around tearing down, just like, wow, tearing down these posters? Are you kidding? And you know, what are the consequences for lying in an attempt to get on the jury? I just think we give passes sometimes without consequences for things that should be consequential. Anyway, let me, I'm halfway of a mind to bring up that Techno King, but B53, thank you so much for joining me. I don't care if you're late. I don't care. Yeah. Flynn shit. Lisa, be careful. Be careful. Yes, so true, Elise. So true. Treacherous and hard, you know, difficult. The struggle is real. Trying to walk the straight and narrow. We all struggle with that, don't we? I certainly do. Stubborn, I still use cash. I'm just hedge into it, Maggie. Hedge into it. Hedge into it. Yeah, Sidney Powell, listen, Eurythmic. Sidney Powell is a Betty Badass. There are thoughts I have about that Georgia case where they charged her and all of this other kind of stuff. This is to me, okay, to me, this is all part of their brilliant bait, making people document, wrongdoers document their wrongdoing in all of their certainty, you know, and deviousness. Hey, go ahead. Document your wrongdoing. Document it. Release the Kraken. Good morning, Jason. Massive trap all over the place. And, you know, I'm gonna just ramble. I may get to Techno King. But I've said before on here, too, This is the fuck around and find out era. And I apply that to what happened with Iran sending those weapons and then an action taking place that 100% proves the Abraham Accords are a fait accompli, including with Saudi Arabia. And then Iran suffering this attack, targeted attacks, just to let them know we can hit you whenever we want to successfully. And that was nothing but a love tap, motherfucker. That's the way I look at what they did. And I see people, I don't know why Tucker Carlson is popping into my head now, but he is. I see, it's like, wow, is he playing a role too? I look at some of that Douglas McGregor mess, and I think he's got to be playing a role. And Tucker going to a Moscow grocery store, talking that Yang, he has to be playing a role. He has to be. So many things just don't make sense, you know. But we live in a world of competing confusions. Things not making sense are something of the norm now. And I said to my friend who does not see this Trump battle plan that I see, and Summer of Correction, she's feeling, look, she's a God-fearing woman, okay? What she's fearful is our nation suffering some well-earned wrath, okay? I understand that. I don't expect that's going to happen. And I don't expect it's going to happen because we all understand this realm. And if you think like me, you understand when I say there can only be one. We are that one. You better be damn well happy we are that one. Anybody sitting here running their foolish behind around talking about multipolar. Russia and China, are you fucking crazy? Come on. Stop it. That was the thing about, let me not go to that piece. Yeah, the piece really offended me, as you can probably tell. But I have certainly championed on our network the fact that we do not need to be caught up in groupthink. So on a certain level, it's good that that is out there for review, digestion, contemplation, whatever. Okay. But I'm not, nothing can stop what is coming. That's the absolute fact. That much I definitely agree with. They're all operators making the puppets dance 100%, and trained as a loyal soldier to suffer some temporary setbacks, all for the cause. Let them think they've won something. These Pyrrhic victories don't amount to shit. Let them think they've won something. And expose themselves and their wrongdoing. Yeah. He has a part. He does. Tucker, he bugs me. He bugs me. And he's bugged me for a long time, long before this. But it's perhaps a quirky kind of bug. You know, some people you just don't, you know, like, what is that smile. What is that fake laugh? What is that all about? Anyway, he may be playing an important role. I'm definitely no less than, 45% on that, maybe 50%, but you know, I talked, what are my thoughts? You know, like the Speaker of the House, I wrote a piece. This was all part of some Trumpian manipulation to me. And it's just difficult for the logic to flow because of the, we live in a world of competing confuses. And if it was a simple thing to figure out, it wouldn't be worth a damn. This was my point to my friend about, you know, it's not a big deal that she can't see this battle plan that I think I see. If it was easy to see, our adversary would have primary notice. It has to be very confusing to them too, right? But the Speaker of the House thing, I thought, was totally manipulated by President Trump. And it could be, I mean, I saw some people making a case for, hey, let the Democrats take over the House. I can see that, you know, bearing of the burden as part of the plan. I can see that. I don't know that I necessarily go with that, but I do see this Israel-Iran thing very clearly, and I see it from a vantage point that may upset some of you. I've said before to you, as a Black American who has observed at the University of Florida and elsewhere, some of these weird-ass interactions among white people, Christians and Jews, and you see it now. Like, what in the... What? No, no, don't walk down that street. And, you know, Tucker seems to be walking down that street. I just thought it was very interesting. Here's Candace. You've got Candace on. I thought Candace made some good points. She made some bad points. but hey, grown ass woman, speak your mind. But yeah, this Jewish Christian thing among white folks, puzzling to me, right? Especially as it relates to Donald Trump and what people think may be happening with a son-in-law who is Jewish and Jewish grandchildren. I just think people are talking some real illogical foolishness when it comes to that. The Abraham Accords are one of his central achievements. He's not blowing that up. Not in the slightest. And the point I made, never been a leopard gal, but this could be the summer of leopards. You know, I have in my background, I don't know. It's like, what is Lisa talking about? I don't know. Y'all may have lost me. On my wall back there, I have a little African savanna scene, a tree, gold-plated type thing. But on either side, I have a lion and a tiger. I don't think you can see it. You know, I've never really paid attention to it and thought about it. But anyway, yeah, I don't know about Tucker's. I don't know. I look at Tucker the way I look at, not exactly. The confusion is real, but Dawson S. Field can really have an interestingly good vibe and then an interestingly puzzling vibe. I call it a 51-49. And sometimes Tucker has that 51-49. What are you doing? Why are you doing it? Something's, you know, I sense something, but I don't know if I can put my finger on it. You know, I just don't. But so far, I'm good with the Speaker of the House, and you probably know I'm good with the Speaker of the House because I have this theory about the effort in Ukraine. Trump is largely supportive. Team Trump is largely supportive. Mike Pompeo has clearly said he's supportive, and you don't dismiss the man that President Trump put in as head of the CIA and the State Department. You don't dismiss that man. You are foolish if you dismiss what that man is posting. And too many are just ignoring that. So yeah, I think they know that Russia is like bullshitter number one. And they know that Russia knows they cannot defeat the West militarily. They know that. They are banking that they can do a narrative, and they can have some of you pimp that narrative so that enough of the population, the Democratic population, gets tired. Moves on, says the hell with it. We need to quit this. Why are we involved in it? You know, blah, 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 all this stuff. That's their game. This was their game in Vietnam. People to this day still don't understand what the fuck happened in Vietnam. And people to this day don't understand that when anybody starts talking Nazi, 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 you're listening to something pimped by the communist. It's time to wake the fuck up and quit taking in that foolishness. No Nazis in Ukraine. Stop it. Foolishness at the beginning. And people just insist on believing it. The communists want you to believe that. Anytime you hear Nazi, 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 any damn time, if it's being pimped, it's some dumbass on the left wing who's taking direction, knowingly or not, from a fucking communist. I'm just telling you. That's why James Lindsay had to go to Europe and say, listen, this woke nonsense is Marxist bullshit. This is the communist playing their long game. Come on. Come on, people. It's amusing on a certain level. And then you read a piece that just sent me off and like, okay, this is not amusing. This makes me want to whoop some ass. it's consequential. This is the problem. It's consequential. And we live in a time where we have to get much better at the discernment when it comes to this kind of stuff. Much better. Because it is a certain philosophy that has allowed the left wing to walk so far down this dumbass road. It would have been unbelievable. I think, 10 years ago? Maybe even less? Look. When President Trump got elected, to me, it was unbelievable that they would do what they've done. That's throughout the entirety of his administration. I kept like, what are these dumbass people doing and why are they doing it? And that was Democrat and Republican. The man's got to work with Mitch McConnell to get these judges in. But then here's this dumbass doing, oh, my goodness. Then you see the Chinese connection. You got this wife. Her sister has now supposedly driven into a lake in Texas and drowns. Like, oh, no. There's craziness everywhere. There's craziness everywhere in the Congress, at the state level, Don't get me started talking about the Georgia legislature faking the funk and passing a bullshit law that only partially mitigates the foolishness that Fannie Willis is. It's like, you have an example in the state of Florida, and I know damn well the Georgia legislature knows what is authorized for the governor to do in Florida. They are not ignorant of that. And somehow you get a bullshit bill in Georgia? What? Oh, man. Like I've said, if this governor in Georgia isn't part of the sting, if this damn secretary of state in Georgia isn't part of the sting, woe be upon their ass. I'm so sick of these people. Okay. I know, Jason, this is the thing again. Hey, panic. Patriots are now in control. I see. Everything is integrated. I believe that. He's bearing the burden. I was watching some Australian news piece, and the guy was talking about, you know, how poorly Joe Biden is received and how poorly he's serving the United States of America. Now, to me, this is all part of the plan. This is all part of the plan. This is why I say there is a summer of correction coming amidst this fuck around and find out era. To me, this is what's happening. Anybody traipsing around talking about the Palestinians, look, the Arabs do not give a damn about the Palestinians. They're sick of these Palestinians just mucking everything up, bitching and moaning. They are sick of it. It's like, I want to say who the hell can't see that, but obviously a lot of people can't, and they just, okay, parrot back what's being parroted. But I think the summer of correction is going to be applicable in Gaza as well, okay? And they've communicated to Iran, and to me that means they're communicating to Russia as well. They have partnered up. Don't be foolish about that. And they have communicated to China too. Yeah, I don't have any doubt about that. I do not think China is going to be stupid enough to try and invade Taiwan. That ain't happening. And given what they've seen with the Russian effort in Ukraine, that's even more proof that that is not going to happen. You've got, and again, don't attack NATO. Donald Trump attacked NATO for not doing enough, not spending enough. And now they are largely spending enough. So don't get it twisted about this narrative of encroachment on Russia. That is some fucking Russian propaganda. You don't encroach on a nation when your population petitions to join a defense organization. That's not encroachment. That's called motherfucking protection. Quit being stupid about this. It's not encroachment. Sweden, for decades, not getting involved in any of this stuff, ought to tell you every damn thing you need to know. They have joined NATO, petitioned to join. And joined. It's not encroachment. Words matter. Oh, man. Oh, man. Don't get me started. Do not get me started. Let me remember to do my supportive advertisers, the second block. Somebody who I think is pretty damn clear about the sacrifice that were needed, the efforts that would be made, and his role. He's had a big role, just like Sidney Powell and others. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale, and here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Now let us sing our own praises here at Badlands.
In today's fast-paced world, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Badlands Media steps in. Preparing for life's uncertainties is about being ready for anything, right where you are. Welcome to the Badlands Media Shop. We've partnered with Patriot companies offering products that empower you to prepare for any eventuality comfortably from your home. The Badlands Media Shop has everything you need to secure your peace of mind. Browse the virtual aisles. Prepare your family for the year ahead with products you can trust from companies that share your values. Whether it's growing your own food or prepping long-term storage, protecting your family, or stocking up on emergency supplies, we've got you covered. Get prepared. Visit Badlands Media Shop at badlandsmedia.tv/shop today. Every purchase supports a freedom-loving business as well as Badlands Media. That's badlandsmedia.tv/shop. Thank you for your continued support.
All right, now if I've lined this up properly, and that's always an open question. This, yeah. Guard, you know, look, we've got this Time of Deceit trailer. I'm going to be driving down to Southwest Florida for an event Monday night where we'll watch this and discuss it. But there is an event today at GART, but this is the link, badlandsmedia.tv/events, where if you're listening to this podcast or watching it, you can go to that link and you can still get virtual tickets, right? The rooms, I think, are gone, all of that stuff. I'm not sure about in-person tickets for certain days, but John's there, Kate's there, Zach, Chris Paul, Patrick Gunnels, Just Human, Burning Bride, CanCon, G-Money is there, Ash in America, Jordan Sather, Alpha Warrior, my guy, Paul, Absolute 1776 is there, and Ghost of the Bass, Patrick Henry is there. Great panels, great discussions, a great time. I truly, truly, truly hope with these guards, some of you are going to look for events where you can participate. This one this week is in Dallas, of course, but we've got Deadwoods, August 15th through the 18th, Deadwood, South Dakota. That's going to be incredible. We've got Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, November 14th through November 17th. And yeah. So that's it for what's upcoming. So, hey, come join us. I expect to be in South Dakota and certainly at Myrtle Beach. But it's a good time. I think if you just talk to some folks who have gone and participated, you're likely going to get a good report. Everybody, I've not had a single bad incident or encounter, not even an odd, you know, encounter. I've just had good times. I've had good times. And, you know, I told John, I don't care about these panels. I don't need to be on a panel. You know, I like to be mixing and mingling, like in the audience or, you know, in the lobby somewhere. These things really are becoming something like a reunion because there are something of a regular crowd. But I'm saying this now in case you have thought about it, but just never pulled the trigger. Think about it harder. and try and come to one of these. You know, everybody's going to be pleasant and opening, and nobody's standoffish. I haven't seen, you know, certainly not the creators, content creators, because we're just regular people who sit up here and babble, you know, on our shows, and try to have a good time. So, all right, I have shut that down. I have a few minutes. Let me get back to the chat. And speaking of Georgia, yeah, cool top of the Guidestones. We have corrupt secretaries of state, JQ, all over the place, unfortunately. And North Georgia dog, I know you must be. You must be. Who would have thought this kind of craziness would happen in Georgia? They've just faked so much in the Atlanta area. It warps everything. And Diana, so incredibly glad to see you in the chat. Yeah, float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Good Logic is looking for help with his case against Merchant to lift Trump's gag order. I would have thought that was well within his, It does make me. I've talked so much Yang, and I know some of you are probably saying, shut the hell up about that criminal complaint, you know, but I have it up in my head, and I still 100% believe it will be applicable in every single county in the country. And for whatever reason, the spirit has not moved me to just sit down and finish it up and send it out for critique. And just so much has been going on. Y'all probably can't hear me. So much has been going on. I'm tired. I am genuinely tired, and, you know, I have forced myself not to go to GART. I had every intention of going out there, even in the last few weeks. It's just too much. It's too much. Too much. But, and I may have to be, you know, moving from this place shortly. These moves. At my age, I've been stunned just how much the age has made a difference, but it has made a very serious difference. I think I've transitioned to old ass man. I still think of myself as what, 35, 40, somewhere thereabouts in my head. When I think about doing things, I'm stuck there. And then I get to doing it, and it's like, oh hell, why in the hell did I? Yeah, I'm gonna hang out with some Gator friends Sunday. We're gonna play in the scholarship tournament. Hopefully have some fun. Monday I drive to Southwest Florida. Hopefully have some fun. And loop back through Tampa. I gotta check on my folks in Tampa, maybe Orlando. Yeah, and Jason, I agree in the sense rural Georgia is still relatively untouched by the madness, but just think about Coffee County and what they pulled off, what Team Trump pulled off in Coffee County. But you've got, man, Georgia has, it's an incredible number of counties. We got 67 counties in Florida. They got well over 100. I mean, it damn near might be close to 200. It's a crazy amount of counties in Georgia. You got all of these little local officials taking direction from Atlanta. And this is the problem. Atlanta just dictates practically everything in Georgia, it seems, governmentally. Yeah, those rural counties, I'm with you on that. But man, Georgia has got a the outlying areas have to start taking back and stop taking orders from Atlanta. It's just, wow, 9 o'clock. Sorry about going over. Let me let y'all get to brief. I'm going to say later, Gators, and I hope y'all will join me bright and early on Monday morning, and we will have another shot at this. All right. Later, Gators.
Friends, first off, thank you so very much for joining us. We truly and deeply appreciate your continued support and love shown to us here at Badlands Media. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up on this video and help get this show on the Rumble leaderboard. Another way you can support Badlands for free? Become a Badlander. How do you do that? Head on over to badlandsmedia.tv, click connect from the top menu, and then click be a Badlander. Once you're registered, you can download clips from your favorite Badlands shows to share on your social media accounts. You can also print out flyers and stickers that you can hand out at an event and more. Let's keep growing our community because we are the news now and we take that very seriously. Thank you again from Badlands for your support and your love. It is appreciated more than you know.